After the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Texas, David Palmer and Nikki Budzinski said they support universal background checks on gun purchases and red flag laws, which allow guns to be taken from people at risk of harming themselves or others. Palmer, a gun owner, is advocating for responsible gun ownership.
You know, in this state, we have really good gun laws. You know, I'm a Ford card holder. I'm a gun owner. I believe in responsible gun ownership. But that's just not the case in a lot of places.
While Palmer is strongly in favor of an assault weapons ban in a post-debate news conference, Budzinski didn't answer directly about her position.
Yeah, I support, universal background checks. I support red flag laws. I think those are things that haven't been able to get accomplished. And I think that in Congress, those would be the things I would be very, focused on.
A federal assault weapons ban expired in 2004, but President Joe Biden is seeking to reenact that measure. Budzinski and Palmer agreed on funding and supporting mental health institutions, but said it shouldn't be an excuse to not deal with gun violence itself. Illinois is the second largest corn producer in the nation, and Budzinski supports the year-round production of E15, which is 15% ethanol and 85% regular gasoline. The summertime ban on E15 has already been lifted by President Biden to lower gas prices.
One of the things that I very much support is a year-round E15 blend, which I think does a couple of things. I think, one, it provides relief at the gas pump, but I also think it provides support to our family farmers and ethanol.
Palmer pointed out the environmental risk of ethanol, including its carbon footprint and creation of ground-level smog. He instead proposed a gas tax holiday, which proponents argue would slightly decrease gas prices.
We do have to do things that make them feel more equitable. I think things like, the gas tax holiday, which is something that's going to be important here.
They're equally afraid of leaving working class people in Illinois behind in a nationwide transition to a greener economy. As the war rages on in Ukraine, the U.S. will send another aid package to the country, this time $700 million in military support. Budzinski called Russian President Vladimir Putin a thug. While both candidates expressed firm support for the Ukrainian people, Palmer disagreed on how to best approach the situation.
I think I do champion the sentiment as well that we do have to stand up to Vladimir Putin and the Russian regime, but I think that we're spending too much money. I think that we have too many, crisis-level things going on right now in our country.
As inflation wreaks havoc on U.S. consumers, Budzinski said it's the main focus of her campaign. She sees it as stemming from COVID-19, an over-reliance on the global economy, and the erosion of the middle class, which Palmer said he's proudly a member of. Budzinski indicated her support for President Biden's child tax credit, among other policy proposals.
When I get to Congress, I'm going to fight to help middle-class families keep more of what they earn. And what I mean by that is lowering the cost of prescription drugs. It's capping the cost of insulin. It's extending the child tax credit.
Palmer said safety is the most important issue, and he brought up the intersection between gun violence, economic inequality, and an underfunded education system. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.